Just a couple of other stories on the same theme to sort of will extend and then complete the picture. One of the things that an incident that took place some years later, he was staying at the branch monastery or the monastery of one of his teachers, Lumpo Kinneri. And just to give you a sense of the depth of his sexual desire, what he could go to, he found himself at one point hallucinating. What he was hallucinating was he was surrounded by visions of female sexual organs everywhere he looked, and he was in a constant state of sexual arousal for about 10 days, as the story goes. And that as he recounted it, when he did walking meditation, he had to hold his robe hitched up round his waist so that accidents wouldn't happen. But he was determined. He said, "I'm just going to keep working with it. I'm not going to give in. I'm going to stay with this because all that arises." He said, "All I could stay with was all that arises passes away. This has to come to an end." No pun intended. And then later on, he said, when someone asked him, "Well, what do you think that was?" And he said, "Well," he said, "he thinks it was," or he might have been playfully speaking of it. He said, "It was probably that all of the wives that he'd had in previous lives, it was kind of visions of their nakedness reappearing before him as his final last hurrah of working with sexual desire." But he made it, as we've been hearing over this weekend, he did have incredible powers of resolution, determination, and he made it through. He stayed with it and saw that experience through to its end without kind of pushing it away or without being swamped by it. He just kept his resolve and kept contemplating what that was, despite the kind of incredible intensity of that experience.